Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We now go live to Los Angeles with CBS's Steve Futterman, who initially was headed to the Staples Center to cover the Grammys, and then the news came. Steve, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, you typically cover the Grammys, and obviously even at the Grammys inside the Staples Center, as Alicia Keys so beautifully pointed out, was the house that Kobe built. But the passing of Kobe Bryant and eight others, including his 13-year-old daughter, took this nation by shock.
Really has. And obviously here in Los Angeles, where Kobe Bryant was beloved, you win five championships, and he had a very interesting personality. I covered Kobe really from beginning to end. Sadly, the end came yesterday. Never expected to cover that. But one thing I always pointed out about Kobe Bryant, and other people have too, this is not like a brain surgery and I'm revealing something to you, his determination, win at all cost. He was a monster when he wanted to win, and he always wanted to win. Didn't take losses very well. He just had this drive. He wanted to be the greatest basketball player ever. That was his goal from the time he joined the Lakers, and that meant essentially being better than Michael Jordan. And did he achieve it? I think most people would say he didn't, but there's still an argument. He's still in the discussion when you talk about the greatest player ever. He wanted to be the greatest player ever.
Steven, you saw that huge outpouring of emotion, all the fans gathering at LA Live outside of Staples Center last night. What does Kobe do as a way to, how did he kind of bring the city of LA together?
Well, like I said, when you're a great player, when you have this personality, and you win the championships are the final draw. He was able to give the Lakers five championships. And you must remember, every team that has multiple sports teams, there's one team that is the dominant team. I know in Chicago, it's the Bears. In Los Angeles, it's the Lakers. When the Lakers are in the playoffs, in the finals, the streets are empty in Los Angeles. Everyone's home watching the games. The Lakers are the sports team that moves Los Angeles. He was the main star. Listen, they had Shaq and Kobe. They had to get rid of one because those two could not coexist. Who do you get rid of? You got rid of Shaq. You kept Kobe. He won three championships with Shaquille O'Neal, two by himself. And I remember the last game he played, which if you've never seen some highlights, go on YouTube. Kobe Bryant, at that point old by NBA standards, slowed down, hobbled by injuries and age, found a way to get 60 points in his final game. Listen, he took a lot of shots too, but he made 60. He got 60 points, helped the Lakers come from behind. I think he had 15 points in a row. This was the drive he had. He just would not accept that he could not do it. Obviously, at the end, he had to retire.
We're with Steve Futterman live in Los Angeles. Now, Steve, the examination of what happened, piecing together nine passengers on this helicopter, and Kobe flew on helicopters probably hundreds of times in his career.
He didn't like to drive. He flew from his home to Staples Center the last years of his career every time the Lakers had a home game and flew back. He wanted to do something quickly, didn't want to waste time on the freeways, obviously had the means to do it this way, and he did.
And do we know, we've heard reports that fog or low cloud ceilings may have played a factor. I had heard that the pilot had asked for a waiver to fly. I'm not sure if that's true, and obviously you want to sort through what is and what isn't rumor and fact.
Listen, we know there were clouds yesterday. It was overcast. I live right near where the crash took place. As I was driving to the Grammys, I said to myself, gee, it's an overcast day. I was a bit surprised. Didn't think we were going to have one. So I actually had noticed it yesterday. Now, it wasn't the thick fog that gets down to the ground and makes you have trouble driving, but it was, there were clouds in the sky. It was an overcast day. That may have played a role. The LAPD had grounded its helicopters. The sheriff's department had grounded its helicopters. It was not a mandatory grounding. If it was, the air traffic controllers would have ordered the helicopter to either turn around or not enter that area. There was nothing mandatory at that point, but that may have played a role in this. There are people who say they heard before the crash, they heard what they felt. These are not experts, but people who are just in the area, they heard what they felt was an aircraft at that time. They weren't sure if it was a plane or a helicopter in distress. Now, was there a mechanical problem that may have been even exasperated by the overcast skies? These are questions the NTSB will try to find out and answer.
It's so early. Have we heard from his wife, Vanessa, or any family members yet?
No, I'm not aware of anything from his wife, Vanessa, and nothing from his dad, who was an NBA player as well, Jelly Bean Bryant. Heard nothing from them so far. Obviously, Vanessa Bryant has lost not only a husband, but one of her children. And obviously, you can put yourself in her position. It's obviously a very, very difficult time for her.
Steve, we appreciate the update. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Take care.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!